I mean, we're seeing all of this now with Graham Platner, right? We should talk a little bit about this.
Yes, the Sabah Platner.
Graham Platner is on the ropes. He's, of course, the Democratic nominee for Senate from Maine. He's had a bunch of sort of Me Too allegations, although we don't call it Me Too anymore, about basically one girl ex-girlfriend said that he raped her. Another girlfriend came in, ex-girlfriend, and said that he stealthed. I had not heard this term, but basically he repeat he would this happened according to her numerous times where they
Stealth.
were having sex. She's like, he puts on a condom, but then he takes it off in mid-sex. This was the allegation that Julian Assange's accusers waged. He
Swedish,
claimed
I think.
that but she was like upset because she wasn't on birth control. But he allegedly kept doing this. And so, now there's.
Why does she keep having sex with him?
Well, that's weird, right? I mean, that's the
It's
part
like you.
I don't understand. I can understand, like, it happened once. Okay. So
Right. I
she's
can
mad.
understand it happened twice.
And she's like, don't let it happen again. And he should be like, yes, ma'am. And, but if it kept happening, right?
I mean, if it happened once, that's even too much. I mean, you could have got me pregnant.
Right.
Like, you got me pregnant. I mean, and then you have the rape allegations. Look, is impossible for us to know if these are true. I think the bias is to believe them because there's such explosive allegations to make up. I think it's that, right? Like to say somebody violently raped me is pretty
It's no fun for
intense.
the women and the
Not
scrutiny
right.
they're getting. And you know that, like, people around them are telling them, oh my God, we finally have a fucking chance of Democrats taking back the US Senate, and you're fucking it up. What are you
Yeah.
doing? Can't you let it go? You're not going out with him anymore.
I don't think it's easy for the woman to bring these allegations up, which is always, I guess, my bias to believe it. By the same token, it's also true
Women
that
have lied.
it's he says versus she says. So
Right.
I don't know. I
So,
mean, when Donnie came out and basically said a guy should drop out. Personally, I think he should ride that boat to the ground. If he is firmly in the beliefs that well, he would know it or not, whether he did it or not. You have to. At this point, your
he'd need to
integrity is
do,
ruined either
honestly,
way.
he would need to do, frankly, what I did when the whole LA Times thing started. I called up all my business associates, all my editors, and I said, listen, this shit is not, you're gonna hear. None of it's true. It's lies. I'm going to prove it. I'm not asking you to support me. I'm just asking you to maintain an open mind. Don't hire me. Don't fire me. Don't do anything. Just sit tight. Give me a week or two to figure things out.
What did they accuse you of, by the way? I never really understood.
They accused me of lying about the way I was treated by a police officer when I was detained for
Oh,
jaywalking.
I see. I
I
see.
was mildly roughed up and handcuffed, and they claimed that, and they said that that never happened, and blah blah blah. So that the cop had been incredibly polite, was really polite.
Such a nice guy.
Those very polite
Such
LAPD
a nice guy.
officers, very famous. And so then, without going down the rabbit hole, they then said, oh, their ace in the hole was we have secretly the cop was recording the encounter back in 2001. And it's like they release the audio and they're like, you can't hear anything on the audio. It's literally just static. And then it's like, see, you can't hear you being handcuffed or anything. I'm like, this is first, that's totally illogical. And that's your audio tape. And then I
We
sent
can't hear
it
the cop
to a
beating the shit out of Ted Raw, so obviously Ted Raw wasn't getting the shit kicked out of him.
It really was a recording, but they had tampered it. And it really was a recording of the incident. And when it was cleaned up, it revealed people screaming at the cop, let him go, quit hurting him, take off his handcuffs. So, I mean, it's a really interesting and bizarre story. Anyway,
That's amazing.
yeah, but the point is, that's what Graham Platner, if he's innocent, he should be doing. He should
Right.
be giving a press conference for one thing. He should meet the press. And he should say, I'll answer any questions. I'll give you an hour, anything. But it's like, it didn't happen. None of it happened. It's a lie. I'm fighting this. I'll prove it. I'm going to court. It didn't happen.
See,
This
it's the beat your wife problem. the moment that you have a conversation about beating your wife, you're having a conversation about beating your wife.
Correct.
You look horrible just having to take the slop off of you of rapists and Nazi supporter. And
if it were, if I were his handling his communications, God forbid, I would say something along the following lines. Listen, you know, we all know the way the corporate Democrats are desperate to keep control of the party. This is part of that bullshit. They're smearing me. They found some people to go after me who are corporatists. You know that if I step aside, they're not going to put in a good progressive like I am to fight for you and for people in Maine who are struggling to pay their bills. This is what this is about. Now I'll answer your questions. That would be probably the best messaging for him. But he's like, the fact that he's hiding out, no pressers, it's not looking good. I mean, whether he's innocent or not, he's not handling it well.
You have to go through this. I don't think you can go around this.
No.
Like, I don't know if you can deflect on something like this. It's you have to go through it. I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, there's no other way. Yeah. I mean, it's like the Tylenol crisis management thing, right? Classic. But here's the thing, right? Democrats are also kind of in this weird space where a lot of them feel like they ousted Al Franken too quickly over very little. And now they don't want to make the same mistake. We also are in the age of Donald Trump, need I say more? And they're like, well, the Republicans fucking get away with everything and say and do anything. So why can't we have our own turd ascend to the U.S. Senate and beat Susan Collins? I would rather have my Democratic progressive rapist turd than Susan Collins and her right wing Republican bullshit. I mean, that is literally the argument that's going on in Democratic circles right now.
Do you know what I would do if I was Graham Plattner?
Go for
the people. The people who are going after me are the same ones that are protecting Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Think about that. I would go there. I would go for the throat, and I would just tear them a brand spanking new one. The people who are trying to put me on a cross are the same ones who are denying justice for the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and are circling the wagons with Donald Trump and the Democrats are right there doing it. So you want to talk about me? Come on out. Drop the reports. Show me what you got. Show me your crusader for justice.
By the way, one thing, and I had a very big discussion about this. JT, I'm very curious what you have to say about this. A lot of Democrats are beating themselves up because they're saying there were red flags. We should have noticed this guy. There was that camp. He had that campaign official who resigned, I guess, about a month ago. And, and she said, like, oh, he wasn't properly vetted. She didn't get into the details. Now she's looking prescient. I was saying, to me, the biggest red flag was military service, including Blackwater, right? Like, the dude worked for Blackwater and he served in the military. I mean, I hate to say this, it's a volunteer military. And, I don't buy that whole, like, oh, people in flyover country have no fucking other options other to earn a living other than to go overseas and kill people who live in their own countries. I don't buy that because I grew up in flyover country. I was poor. My mom and I missed many meals. We had Child Protective Services coming around because I was underweight repeatedly. So the point is, I grew up poor. I looked into the military when I was 17 and I heard what they had to say. And first of all, they don't really pay that well. I was like, I could make basically the same going to work at Wendy's and, in a year or two become like assistant night manager and I'd be just the same. And those jobs exist everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't buy it. I mean, I kind of think like, this isn't World War II. You're not fighting Nazis. You're not fighting Imperial Japan. Like, you're not liberating anyone. If you join the military in this day and age, and I mean by this day and age since the Vietnam War, you're agreeing for a small amount of money to go and kill innocent people in their own countries. You're not defending the United States. That's the U.S. military is not for that. So, I mean, we shouldn't really – I think we should kind of like hold military service against you. in our society. It shouldn't be something that like Democrats are obsessed with. That, oh, like, look, he's macho, he's butch, he's prying open those oysters, and he killed brown people. Yay. Fuck that. I mean, to me, that this is a warning sign about that. But I mean, you're not allowed to talk about that.
Well, agreed. Let's be perfectly honest, right? It's not the Department of Defense. I was in agreement calling it the Department of War, because that's what it is. We are waging war against other people. We were murdering fishermen. The guy who was running that, I forget the black guy who was running it, effectively stepped down, honorably stepped down. Yes. This is not why I got into the military, to effectively murder people in the Caribbean that are effectively fishermen. That's not what I got into the military to do. But that's what they were doing. The same thing with the strikes on Iran. Again, we did that. We decided to do that. You can make an argument, and some people do, that many of the people who were even involved in those strikes that were on Lebanon and whatnot were Americans, saying basically that Israel, in no way can a country of 9 million people have that many airstrikes by itself. I guess I'm trying to make the point of saying, and you could put a circle around that as speculation. The point that I'm trying to make is, I agree with you, that for all intents and purposes, what we do is kill people. Nobody is at our gates, right? There's no armada sailing to Florida in order to kill people that our military is going out there to fight. We have a military that is involved in wars of aggression, not defense. Those are radically different things. You can say defense of Israel. I don't think we should be doing that either, if I'm being bluntly honest with you. So I agree with you. Add to that Blackwater. That would have been a no right off the bat. These people are murderers. They're lunatics.
They're psychopaths. And there's no veneer of patriotism. That's just the money, right?
Yes. That is purely, here's money, go murder people. Right. Thank you for the cash. Who do I need to kill? Who do I need to canoe? I don't know if the thing hit the person in the head that make the head split out in a particular way. They started having games with the people that used to murder, because murder apparently in and of itself wasn't exciting enough. They're psychopaths. So I guess my thing is, that would have been a no-no right off the bat. As soon as I heard Blackwater, nope, yeah. nope. Why am I going to put a psychopath in office with the other psychopaths that are in office? So no, I agree with you. That's not a positive. That's not a, hey, this is great that this guy was out there killing and murdering brown people for our military and for contracting services.
By the way, you got to love the liberal Democrats. How shocking it is that a person who voluntarily signed up to this bloodthirsty military enterprise and became a mercenary, that they turned out to be violent and disrespectful to women. Yeah. Who would have ever thought?
Yeah, who knew? Who knew? He's gambling in this establishment. Who knew?
I think of Richard Gere, Officer and a Gentleman. You know, I'll lift you up right where you belong. Really?
No, I agree with you on this. I mean, it's not a opinion that a lot of people will hold.
By his own account, right?
Well, it's not an opinion that a lot of people would hold, because there's this rah-rah the military stuff. And I get the rah-rah the military stuff in the context of defense. I don't get it in the context of just murder and killing.
No. I mean, totally. And frankly, then there's the people who are like, well, I joined after 9/11. Okay, so you're stupid. And so, like, I don't know. We already have a lot of stupid members of Congress. Do we need more? I mean, mostly. Almost all. Maybe all. I mean, you know, it's like, anyway, let me do some more comments here.
But I think there's